Hello, my wonderful friends. Welcome to Faith FM Drive Time. Welcome to Big Q&A. This is the show where we respond to difficult questions concerning God, faith, contemporary religion, and the Bible. And this is our special Friday night program entitled Eden to Eternity. From creation to restoration, we explore God's plan to bring us back to His original design. Communion, peace, worship, and the rest He promised in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." My name is Emily, your host for today, and joining me, as always, is my colleague and cousin, Naomi. Welcome, Naomi.
Thank you, Emily. It's so great to be here, and welcome to all the listeners. We're just so privileged to have you here on this beautiful Friday night coming into the Sabbath hours right around Australia. Thank you for coming and joining us on Eden to Eternity.
Yeah, and if this is the first time that you are joining us here, we are actually from Adelaide. We are in Adelaide, actually. And so if you're listening in from different parts of Australia, we would love to hear from you. And you can text us in at 0488 808 11. And so, Naomi, how has your week been?
Well, it's been great. Last week, we actually got to go to Big Camp, and so that was absolutely amazing. If you don't know what Big Camp is, it's a Seventh-day Adventist convention where usually it's around Easter in most of the different states. So it's called Big Camp, South Australia, and it was absolutely wonderful up in the Riverland, and which is about 3 hours from Adelaide. So we really just commend all the people who took the big drive to get there. But it was really a blessing, wasn't it, Emily?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it was amazing. And, yeah, just it's so cool because we've got like an area or a tent, I suppose. It's a marquee for the adults to meet. And they've got, you know, their dedicated speakers. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one for the youth and for the teens and the juniors and the primaries, and so, you know, it's good for everyone. Everyone can come along.
And it's great for families because then the adults can go and listen and get fed, you know, spiritually, and then the young people are all taken care of. And Emily was in what was called the JETS tent. What does that stand for, Emily?
Well, JETS stands for juniors and early teens. So we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you had a lot of fun there. And then I was in what they call the adult tent, or it used to be called the big tent when they had those big top tents. I remember as a kid going to Big Camp. We lived in the country when I was little, and we'd come up to Perth because we're from Perth or West Australia. And in those days they had it 10 days over summer. It was fantastic. So they had all the big tents that they'd put up for us to stay in. And so we had all these neighbours next to all these kids, and we'd be running up and down with all these new friends. It was just a fantastic time. And, you know, if you're interested in going next year, in all states, it's usually around the Easter time. Sometimes other states might, you know, have it in, I think, September, or I know Perth is Big Camp is at Easter time. South Australia is usually in the holidays after Easter. And, yeah, just check with your local state Seventh-day Adventist conference area, and they will tell you. But it really is a blessing. And, you know, we had a great ability to meet so many different people, but also lots of amazing speakers from around Australia. And we also met up with a couple, a husband and wife, who are actually we're going to be interviewing this beautiful evening.
Yes, so make sure you stick around.
Don't leave, because it's about what we've been talking about all week, which is
health.
So don't go away. You're going to love this.
Yes, and on that note, we have a free giveaway for all our Faith FM listeners. And this one, this little book, is all about health. And it's called Fabulous Health Made Simple by Steve Wahlberg. So you'll want to get your phone ready, and you put in the number 0488 808 11, and the code that you text to that number is SA413. So that's SA413, no spaces, just send that through to 0488 808 11. And so this is a really, really interesting book. And in this little book, Steve Wahlberg shares how potentially devastating personal health issues can be, but that there can be positively successful outcomes. And so what happened to Steve Wahlberg is that in the spring of 2011, he was diagnosed with high blood pressure. And I know that many of you will be able to identify with this. And so by January 2012, so a little bit later, he finally decided that he would take the prescribed medications. But by the summer, so a few months later, he really had enough of that. And upon recommendations of a lifestyle center director, he began the natural road to recovery. So it sounds amazing. Before he shares his own experiences, he discloses four fundamental facts regarding what one can expect from taking a natural approach to healing. And so he carefully outlines the four natural laws of health, which we are going to look at a little bit as well today. And he also brings this together with scripture as well. So this is an incredible little book, Fabulous Health Made Simple. And so if you want this, text to the number 0488 80811, the code SA413, and you will get that little book, and we'll send it out to you as soon as we are able to. But with that, we want to play some beautiful music, and then we'll get to our special guest.
Yeah, so don't go away. Don't leave.
Yes. And this is All Creatures of Our God and King by Fernando Ortega.
Of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along. Oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Thou rising morning, praise rejoice. Ye lights of evening, find a voice. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And
praise the Son and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
And that was the beautiful song, All Creatures of Our God and King by Fernando Ortega. And I just love the instruments and everything in that. It's really beautiful.
You just love music in general. Come on, tell us.
Yes. Now, friends, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, Big Q&A with Emily and Naomi. And we have a very exciting program in store for you tonight on this beautiful Friday evening. And so, Naomi, who are our special guests?
We're so very, very blessed. We've got a husband and wife. I don't think we've ever had that on before, have we?
No, not usually, not often.
Yeah. We've got Andrew and Jenny Wigglesworth from Cedar Vale in New South Wales. Welcome, Andrew and Jenny.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's so lovely to have you. Tell us, what is Cedar Vale?
So Cedar Vale is a health and lifestyle retreat that commenced operation just over 30 years ago.
Right. Wow.
But what is it? What do you do?
What do we do? It's a centre that people can book in and come and have a stay, whether it's a 4, 5, or 12-night stay at Cedar Vale, where they can find support with the challenges of life, usually lifestyle-related challenges people face.
That's amazing. And how could we book in? I've heard a little bit about Cedar Vale before. How would we book in to find you?
Yeah, so you could do a search online and you'll find cedarvaleretreat.com.au is a website, and people can have a look on the website and make a booking via the website or call.
Yeah, and let's say that I've got, I don't know, type 2 diabetes, or maybe I've got high blood pressure, or maybe I'm overweight and I want to just lose a little bit of weight, or maybe I don't feel good. What are some of the things that you would do with me? Am I in a group? Am I by myself? Am I with a friend? How many people would be involved? And what's some of the things during the day that I would do, and how long would I be there for?
Okay, so Cedar Vale offers programs at, you know, for the various lengths, as I mentioned. So what would you do in a program? You come and stay in a natural environment. The property's amazing, being in nature. You've got the rainforest for New South Wales.
Oh, beautiful.
Site. There's various activities. So, you know, you'll have a whole food plant-based meals provided for you. You will have talks on health and managing various aspects of life and the challenges of life. And, you know, many people come that have got stress issues as well. So there's various opportunity for treatments every day, every afternoon.
What sort of treatments would we get?
So there's massage and hydrotherapy treatments, which will help and are tailored for the individual. So each program doesn't have a large number of guests. You know, we range between 6 to 8 is sort of the average number of guests each program.
Well, that's so good. That's awesome.
And that's similar to where you're from, isn't it, Emily? Shalem Health Retreat. Is that similar?
Yeah, I grew up on something similar, and I got to experience that. It was really amazing out in the bush, which is, yeah, it just makes so much of a difference, doesn't it, being out in nature?
Absolutely,
yeah,
yes.
Just like the trees just helps, I think, the whole healing process and everything. Yeah.
And what are some of the outcomes you've had with people there?
So, you know, sometimes people come and they're feeling, you know, you can see it even on their face. They're feeling a bit down or overcome with, you know, aspects of their life. Mm. And it's amazing within a few days we can see, you know, the burden almost lifted off them.
Wow.
Just by, you know, being in a a quiet environment, opportunity to eat, you know, great food, and the types of treatments that can help with, you know, dealing with stress and other aspects.
That's so true. And we know there's a great acronym, which is New Start, which means nutrition, exercise, water, sleep, temperance. Oh, sorry. Sunshine. Did I say sleep? Oh, I got it wrong. Sunshine.
You want to sleep twice.
Yeah, we have double S. Yeah. temperance, which means everything in moderation, and also not eating anything bad for us. Air, rest, which is sleep. Thank you. Really. And trust in a higher power. So when people come and experience this, because I often say, you don't know what you don't know, which I think is a really good saying. Like, we were really blessed, Emily and I. We both were brought up plant-based. I grew up on an orchard. Emily's obviously grown up on Shalem Health Retreat, which is 147 acres. And so it really makes a difference to your choices, but that didn't stop me going away and not being plant-based, and now I've come back to being doing it. What would you say is one of the fundamental things people learn that they didn't know before?
I suppose sometimes it's the simple things. In how they can you know, deal with stress, or the importance of a healthy diet and overall lifestyle. You know, the mix between rest, exercise, and what we consume. People, you know, may feel sometimes that they are eating healthy, but when they really look at it, there are aspects that they can make improvements.
And we all can, can't we? But it's all things, you know, for me it's getting more sleep and definitely drinking lots more water. Why is it called Cedar Vale?
Yeah, good question. it's called Cedar Vale because the founder who established the retreat and had this vision more than 30 years ago decided to call it Cedar Vale because of the red cedar trees that are on the estate in New South Wales. So that was, I suppose, some of the a deciding factor. The interesting thing is the founder established it as a not-for-profit charity. And it is still today a not-for-profit charity administered by a board of directors.
Is that right?
So it's quite unique. The actual retreats, because there's one in New South Wales and one in Victoria, all fall within that charitable status in a trust. So it's actually not owned by anyone. So it's quite unique in that regard. So it doesn't have an owner. It's just administered by a board of directors.
And how many acres is it?
So New South Wales is 150-acre property, and the Victorian facility is just over 100 acres.
Wow. And is Victoria called Cedar Vale as well, or is that something different?
It is. It's called Cedar Vale also.
That's fantastic. Yes. And why do you work there and continue to work there?
Yeah, good question. My wife and I have had interest in health for many years, and it was an opportunity that came our way after working overseas for a number of years. When we came back, we sort of thought, you know, what should we do now? I'd been working for a company in sales and marketing for many years, and it was an opportunity for us to apply as manager, and so I did so, and it was first time for both of us to be able to work together in the one.
That's lovely.
Wow, amazing.
Location. And how much spirituality is in the program? Let's say we've got people that are listening that, you know, obviously this is Faith FM, but there might be people who perhaps they're, you know, don't have any kind of connection to a religion or to God, and they're just kind of finding their way today. They've tuned into us. How much spirituality is involved? Would they feel like they could, you know, come along and still fit in? And
yeah, so it's you know, Cedar Vale works with everyone at the level that they're at. You know, if they want to understand a bit more of spiritual aspects, those opportunities are there to have those discussions. But it's not something that is overtly pushed on anyone, and it's just, as I say, when they see the way that the teams work together, you know, they usually say, this is a different place.
Mm.
You know, what is it about this place? And then we talk about aspects of you know, spiritual connection with God.
Mm.
Wow.
And prayer, because we, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, we actually run a program here, Emily and I, and also in, it's in Victoria as well, and Western Australia. It's called The Maker Heals. Because as I say, you know, I'll, if my watch breaks, I'll take it to a watchmaker. I won't just take it to a deli or a bakery. I'll actually, yeah. or even a car mechanic. So we know that there is a higher power that, you know, if God created us, you know, then he knows how to heal us.
Mm, absolutely.
And Jenny, I just want to come to you. You now work at Cedar Vale. And what is your position there? What's a day in the life for you there?
So I work as a guest program coordinator and the wellness coach. So at the beginning of the program with a new intake of guests, I will talk to each of them individually, find out their story, find out their goals, their things that they're struggling with. And in that initial consultation, I'll just usually plan with them what treatments they'll have during their stay. Then throughout the program, I provide the morning and afternoon or evening programs that that they will be listening to. I don't necessarily present all of them, but I plan what's going to be there, and the staff take turns to present the program itself. And through the different interactions through the week, I pick up on how they're going. I check in with them. I give some of them extra attention with extra treatments that are aside from the ones that we've planned. And then towards the end of the program, I will have a follow-up consultation with them in which I will address their particular needs, giving them more information about how they can look after those particular things that they're concerned about. And also help them to create a plan for when they go home so that they are able to continue working towards their health goals.
Wow, that's beautiful.
That's important.
And Jenny's just such a lovely, gentle soul. You're definitely making us want to go there. I'm being serious, Emily. We're going to go. I just want to do this program. Yeah. How much does it cost?
Amazing.
You talked about it being a not-for-profit. Maybe that's a question for you, Andrew.
So a not-for-profit is the same as any charitable entity that is operating to serve the community. So, you know, you've got to be registered with ACNC, Australian Charities Not-for-Profit Commission. Whilst you're a not-for-profit, it still costs you something to run programs.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, we've got staff and wages that have to be paid. So a four-night program will cost you all-inclusive, so there's no extras. That includes all your treatments, your accommodation, your meals. It costs you just over $2,000 for a four-night program. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Mm.
Wow.
And in an ensuite room with your own ensuite.
Wow. How many people do you get a year?
Between 200 and 300.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Greatest blessing miracle that you've seen? Too many to choose from. She's thinking. Like, I like that. Okay.
I guess it's the transformation in people's lives. We've had people come that were in a very dark place sometimes, and having that turn around where they can see a light and a future and a hope in a matter of days, that is very rewarding for us, and it is kind of miraculous for many of them, because the things that we do are very simple.
Yes. How much of it is to do with, and we'll talk more about this when we come back, we're just going to have some music in a moment, but how much is it to do with plant-based diet that changes people?
That is a significant part, because they are getting fed well, so they're receiving good nutrition, which a lot of people surprisingly don't have. They'll skip meals, I'll start the day with coffee or something like that, so it's a contributing part, but it's not the only part.
It's not the only part. And can you tell me, you're a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Seventh-day Adventist?
Yes.
So why is there this worldwide link between Seventh-day Adventists and a healthy diet or healthy living, as we discussed, with the New Start?
Well, it was a very important part when the church, the Adventist Church, was first established. The Adventist health message is based on biblical principles, but also the great light that was given to the Adventist Church through the writings of Ellen White.
What year was that?
One of our founding members.
And what year was that? When are we talking? Are we talking 20 years ago?
No.
30 years ago? When are we talking?
We're talking in the mid-1800s.
Wow. That's incredible.
Amazing.
So it was really around the 1860s that the health message was given through vision to Ellen White, and it was around the time the Adventist Church was established, about 1863, and the importance of the health message was evident because at that time those that had been working so hard to do the work that they believed God was calling them to do were not actually looking after themselves very well, and they were not very healthy. And so they had a problem at the general conference that was organised in May of 1863, where they were not even able to form a quorum of people to run the meeting where the decisions were going to
because
be made.
Because people were sick?
Because they were not well enough.
Wow. Wow. Isn't that incredible? Yeah. So we really want to unpack, we're going to have some music, but don't go away, everyone. We want to unpack, why is it that health changes not only our happiness but also our brain? So don't go away. We'll be back after this song. What is it, Emily?
And this is Abundantly More by Jason Horde. Thank you.
There is healing in the power of the Lord Most High. There is courage in the shadow of His wings. There is peace unending over all my life. There is freedom that washes over me. And I find all I need here in Your presence, Lord. I open up my soul, and You fill me up with all I need. Here in Your presence, Lord, where blessings overflow, there's always abundantly God.
That was Abundantly More by Jason Horde. If you've just joined us, friends, you're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, big Q&A with Emily and Naomi, and we're just so delighted that you are spending this time with us on Friday evening. Now, we have Andrew and Jenny Wigglesworth joining us as special guests, and they are from Seed of Our Health Retreat, and they have been sharing a bit about what they do there and just the blessings of helping people to heal naturally. And yeah, it's just been really amazing.
It does. It sounds amazing. We definitely want to go there. Yeah. Sorry, Emily. Thank you, Jenny and Andrew, for joining us. We were just talking about the link, the worldwide link between Seventh-day Adventist Church and health. Why is there that link, Andrew?
I think it's certainly due to the founders and their the direction that they took in improving their health. And, you know, the church today is seen as a leading organisation when it comes to health. And it's a core aspect or element of the church. Mm. And its mission to support people with improved health and well-being.
Mm. And you think about, listeners, if you eat Weet-Bix in the morning, that's the Sanitarium Health Food Company, that's the Seventh-day Adventist Company. When you look at lots of other aspects of health, if you think about, I don't know about other states, but in Western Australia we have the Quit campaign for cigarettes. That was actually taken from what was called the five-day plan, which Seventh-day Adventist ran. I know my dad ran that in the 60s, and to quit smoking. So there's lots of wonderful ways that, and if you look at in Sydney, you have the Sydney SAN, the Sydney Adventist Hospital. So their programs are really there to help people have great joy and health, because God intended us to be healthy. Jenny, I just want to come to you now and tell me about you've been we met you last week at the South Australia Big Camp, and you were talking about health, in particular plant-based diets. And I was so intrigued in all of the things you were talking about. You particularly brought up Loma Linda University and Loma Linda, which is in California. For those of you who don't know, it's in California. It's actually a suburb, but it's known for something very interesting in terms of people. What is it known for, Jenny?
It's known for their longevity, and it's also recognised as one of the blue zones in the world.
Mm, and if you don't know what the blue zones are, have a Google, listeners. There's different parts in the world, the Sardinia, the Hunzas, the Okinawa, which is in Japan. These are actually races of people who have very longevity. They become centenarians, which is to live to 100, but not, you know, sitting in a chair and being sick. They're actually very active.
Quality
of life, exactly. And these people, they're all different races, but the one place is actually a community of Seventh-day Adventists.
That's right.
And they're 100 years old, a lot of them, and they are driving around, they're playing golf, they're being incredibly healthy and happy. Can you tell us, there was a particular study that you talked to us about last week at Big Camp, and there was two scientists that you were talking about, and they studied, they actually wrote a book.
Yes, so these people were not Seventh-day Adventists. Mm. They were actually neuroscientists, neurologists, and they were studying the issues around cognitive decline, dementia, and Alzheimer's. And they had both been working in that area for a long time and were finding it very discouraging because they were not able to actually get a solution that was helpful for their patients. They were more often than not preparing them for death and for a chronic illness that was never going to improve. Mm-hmm. And one day they went to listen to a lecture by another researcher on other aspects of lifestyle and heard so much in her presentation about how lifestyle impacted the different aspects of disease, whether it be heart disease or other things. And the penny dropped with them, and they thought, well, maybe we're looking in the wrong place. Maybe we should be exploring a little bit more about the impact of lifestyle on the health of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So this couple is, their names were Dean and Ayesha Sherzai. They actually came originally from an Afghanistan background.
Mm.
And both of them had grandparents who suffered cognitive decline, which was alarming to them when their grandparents could no longer recognise them or were getting confused. Anyway, so that was what gave them their interest in pursuing this science.
Mm.
When they learned about Loma Linda, it was around the time that the Blue Zones book was brought out, and they suddenly realised that there was this community of people that lived just up the road from where they were. They were based down in San Diego.
Mm.
So they went up to Loma Linda and they decided to actually examine what was happening there and look at the lifestyles of the people and see what effect it was having on the people.
Mm.
And they got to Loma Linda and they noticed there were a lot of old people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, wow, this is great for us. We'll be able to establish our dementia clinic. They set up the first dementia clinic in that location. And then they were just waiting.
What were they waiting for?
For patients.
Oh, and what happened?
They didn't come.
Why? Why didn't they come?
They didn't have a need.
There were none.
So there was no dementia patients in this community?
There was, yeah. And over the course of time, the time that they were there running the clinic, after thousands and thousands of patients, they only ended up with 19, which was less than 1% of the total patients they took that had any cognitive issue at all.
That's incredible. And then I remember in the lecture you talked about there was a community nearby. Tell us about that.
Yes. So the community nearby, they ended up having to go further afield to look for people that they could help. And so they would go out almost as a community service on weekends to different churches in the neighbouring suburbs and areas and talk to the people there. And they noticed in particular there is a suburb that is basically, I think, separated by a freeway or something from Loma Linda to San Bernardino. San Bernardino, interestingly enough, is where the first McDonald's restaurant was established.
Yes.
And they went to this particular neighbourhood, spoke to the people there, and they were aghast at the contrast between the quality of cognitive health amongst that population compared to the other population just a little way away.
Mm.
So they were recognising that they were looking at the healthiest community and one of the unhealthiest community living next door to each other, and the vast difference was their lifestyle.
And so the lifestyle of the Loma Linda people, the Seventh-day Adventists, can you describe what their lifestyle is? And can you tell us about the brain of how it not only changed the vascular system and the heart and lungs, but I was particularly interested how, because people talk about that, you'll get heart disease, but this was your study that you looked at was particularly about the brain and Alzheimer's. Can you tell us about their lifestyle, and then what was it that happened to those in the other community who did not have a plant-based lifestyle?
Yeah, they unfortunately their outcome tended to be further and further decline, and eventually death is the pathway that it takes it down. So, but the hope and what the Sherzais found, the hope for those people was that when they started to implement the good lifestyle habits, they were able to either slow the progression of the Alzheimer's disease or, if caught early enough, able to reverse it.
Wow.
And so they had an acronym that they developed, which was Neuro, obviously, because they're neurologists and that's the way you go. And the Neuro stood for nutrition, which they recommended a whole food plant-based diet, low in sugar, salt and processed foods, or particularly the ultra-processed foods. Saturated fats and sugar are probably the enemies of brain health. Exercise, an active lifestyle that incorporates some level of movement every hour, You can't just say, I'll do my 30 minutes and then sit for the rest of the day. That's not helpful. You have to get up and move at least every hour. Unwind, which is really how you manage your stress. And that can be time in nature and social support and all sorts of other things. Restore, which is the importance of sleep. The brain, when we sleep, has a deep clean. A cleanse can happen. But we have to get that good sleep to be able to facilitate that.
Well, I notice if I don't get a good sleep, you really feel, you know, your brain just doesn't function properly.
Yeah. Ian, we've even talked about on the program of the time, the optimal time for the brain and the body to heal is 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. So we need to, it's not just how much we get, it's when we
sleep. And the O, obviously, is optimize. And that's an interesting idea. It's about using your brain in all of its areas, building connections so that if a damage comes to one area, for example, there's enough other connections around to protect it. So it's building that resilience in the brain.
And I'm probably just jumping ahead, but you told a story about a man who I think his name was Jerry, and he actually got diagnosed. He started to sort of not be able to think clearly. He'd forget things. He'd go somewhere and he'd be sort of lose blocks of time. Tell us about what happened to him.
So he was only 54, which is, when you think about it, that's not very old.
No.
And he'd been working as an accountant. His job was repetitive. It had lost the challenge. So that's a part of that optimizing of your brain. And he had a long commute, so he's sitting in the car and they didn't have time to prepare good food, so they relied a bit on takeaway. And when he'd get home, he'd sit and watch telly for a couple of hours, which, you know, tired at the end of the day. So he went to see Dr. Shirzai, and Dr. Shirzai was very aware that to get change in somebody, you have to look at what they will actually do.
Oh, that's very good.
There's a lot of things that he could do, but he just had to choose one thing that he would actually do.
So it can achieve it. It's not overloading for the person. Yeah.
And one of the things that Dr. Shirzai asked was to change his armchair in the lounge room to a recliner bike.
Oh, brilliant.
Now, the wife thought, do I really want that in my lounge room? But
you'd want to really ask, do I still want my husband around so I will have the bike?
That's exactly what Dr. Shirzai said to her. And she consented to that. And he followed the request. And he didn't make it hard. He could just sit there and pedal. But he required him to do a couple of high-impact, short five-minute bursts. And then gradually each week add a minute. Over the first 3 months, there had been a significant improvement in his clarity of thought. But it was about a year later, they took the MRI and could see the reverse of the damage in his brain.
Wow.
Incredible. Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. See, there's hope for all of us.
And that was only changing one of those lifestyle
One of those things, yeah. Amazing. Well, we want to talk more about that. So please don't go away, listeners. We're still going to have Jenny and Andrew Wigglesworth from Cedarvale with us. And we really want to dig into what is plant-based and what does it do to the brain.
And so we've got some music, and this is Blessings by Melita Fong.
Suffering and all life. my greatest disappointments or the aching of this life is the revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy. Hardest nights are your mercies in disguise.
And that was the beautiful song Blessings by Marlita Fong. If you've just joined us, friends, you're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, Big Q&A with Emily and Naomi. And we have had some special guests with us, Andrew and Jenny Wigglesworth. And where are they from, Naomi?
They are from a wonderful place which is called Cedar Vale, which is in Victoria and New South Wales, but they are in New South Wales. Thanks for joining us and thanks listeners for being here. We've just been talking about plant-based and the study that was done in Loma Linda by two doctors, and they were not Seventh-day Adventists, but they found this community which is Seventh-day Adventists who live into their hundreds, and they found that there was 0.1% had Alzheimer's. Was that correct?
Yeah. Yes, it was a small amount.
Yeah, very small. In fact, they waited all day for patients, and they didn't have any. And they went to a community across the freeway, the other side, and they found such degenerative diseases, especially Alzheimer's. And the difference was plant based diet, but also being active in terms of the New START acronym, which it brings into like. The rest you have and the how you have all the eight, what we call the eight pillars of health. Andrew, why, what is it that stops people, even though we know it's healthy, why would it stop people from being plant-based? What is the reason, do you think?
Well, when we talk about whole food plant-based, a lot of people, I think, feel that they won't have anything to eat, or they don't know, you know, what it is. In fact, guests who come to Cedar Vale quite often reflect and actually share and say, you know, I thought I was going to come and actually be hungry the whole time.
And eat bird seed.
Yeah.
And, lettuce.
You know, whole food plant-based doesn't have to be boring. It can be really tasty and lots of options available. It's just quite often just knowing how to prepare those foods in a way that will be really enjoyable. Many don't feel they've missed out on anything. In fact, they all... in any of the reviews, they all talk about the great food. So it can be really enjoyable.
And do you, like, teach them how to do that at Cedar Vale?
Yeah, so they have a couple of opportunities in some in two cooking classes each week of in a program. So, yeah, they get that. They also get a recipe book that can help them, you know, start them on their journey of how to prepare, you know, really healthy whole food plant-based. What's whole food? Meaning the least processed foods that nature has provided, and putting them together in a healthy and tasty way.
So if it's in a packet, it's probably processed. If it's a natural thing and you can put it together with great recipes. In fact, Emily's mum is writing a cookbook as we speak. It's nearly finished and Emily's doing the photographs, and none of us can wait for that. It's going to be so good. Tell us about the guests of how they feel, Jenny, when they've left. What do they sort of end up doing in terms of plant-based?
Plant-based. A lot of them make decisions about including more plants in their diet. In fact, that is a routine thing and it's not us telling them what they have to do. They come to a conclusion of what they want to do in their own life. Now, some of them are coming just themselves and they're thinking, oh, I've got to go home with my family. How am I going to deal with that? But all of them say, even if I can't get the whole way there yet, I'm going to start by including more plants in my diet, and I'll find some of these nice recipes to share with my family as well.
Oh, wonderful. That's just such a great testimony to know that. Tell us about some of the foods that we should avoid because of what it does to our brain and what we should include because of how wonderful it is for our brain.
Okay, so there were things that the Sherzais have identified very clearly. They've talked, and I'll just run through the list, 10 things to avoid: processed foods, meaning the ultra-processed foods, because of all the additional chemicals and things that they add into those. Processed meats, red meat, chicken, because of the being the high source of cholesterol. Butter and margarine, fried and fast foods, cheese, pastries and sweets, sugary drinks and alcohol. All of these have detrimental or negative effects on brain health.
What does it have? What effect?
Well, alcohol is neurotoxic and directly damages the brain cells. The sugars cause inflammation and neuronal damage.
And that actually helps cause Alzheimer's, isn't it? The
That's
inflammation.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. There's the saturated fats in a lot of those other foods that damage the blood vessels within the brain itself, and that can cause vascular problems. A lot of them are things that will actually do damage to the brain tissue.
And it's so interesting you say this, because this is particularly why I wanted to talk to you this evening, was that we often hear about the heart and, you know, heart disease, or we're overweight, we're obese, then we might have issues of arthritis or things like that. But people don't really talk a lot about the brain and what it does to us. What are the good foods that we should have, and why should we have them?
Okay, so the brain does like glucose. It uses a lot of energy. It likes glucose, but it doesn't like sugar.
Explain the difference for us that don't know.
So white sugar is spiking the blood sugar too high, whereas if you have your complex carbohydrates,
which is
things like your sweet potatoes or your whole grains, your oats, things of that nature, it's combined with fiber as well. And so this slows the release of the energy into the brain, and the brain can manage it much better. So healthy sources of complex carbohydrates can include things like your oats and your quinoa, your barley and buckwheat for those that are gluten-free, or your millet. The starch in these whole grains is the most beneficial complex carbohydrate. It feeds the good bacteria in the gut and provides an excellent source of sustained energy for the brain, because the brain does use a lot of energy.
And if we don't get those, what happens to the brain?
If we don't eat those types of foods, I guess it has to look for its energy sources from somewhere.
Yes.
And
And so sugars, the bad sugar is obviously the white processed sugar. Is that correct?
That's right.
And that's the reason we should avoid sugary drinks, lollies. It's even in, if you look at, you know, McDonald's and places like that, their actual buns they have, the bread is full of sugar. So avoiding, why?
Obviously,
and
lacking the fiber makes those things process more quickly, which spikes the blood sugar much higher. So having the fiber combined helps to slow the release of the energy.
So things like even fruit, I've been reading that it's better to eat an apple rather than juice it, because the fructose is good for us, but when it's got the fiber, which is the whole apple, that will slowly release into us. But if we just drink the juice, unless we're on a special, you know, we're on some sort of a juice fast because we have an issue, if it's a medicinal thing.
Yeah, and talking about fruits, things like berries are high in antioxidants, and they also can be beneficial for the brain. They even talk about how they can help to prevent cognitive decline and enhance the neuroplasticity, which is the brain's ability to form new connections. They also help with the blood sugar
levels. So there's hope, isn't there? If there's, you know, listeners out there, if perhaps you've got a friend who's had a diagnosis, or a family member, or maybe you yourself is worried about it, there's things we can do now. If
we
can, you know, it's like when I know years ago sort of when we talked about smoking, they found that if you stop smoking, it actually, you know, over a course of a couple of years, that the lungs can actually heal in terms of, you know, what the damage you've done to it.
The very good message to understand is that while we can take years, the body can take years and years of damage in things that are inflicted it, when we look after it well and we nurture it, it can start to recover very quickly. It doesn't necessarily have to take a long period of time.
So the key thing you're saying is about sugar. We should avoid that, as in white processed sugar.
That's right. Yeah. And they recommend instead we have up to 6 servings of complex carbohydrates a day.
Wonderful. Now, I've got a question for you. Who invented the plant-based diet? What book can we read to get that? Well, does anybody know?
I think we can go to the book of Genesis.
Genesis. It's the Bible is the book. Oh, really? Is that true? People are saying out there. So Genesis, is it Genesis chapter 2?
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1, verse 29. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you all. It shall be for meat," which means food. And so it's very interesting to me that in the Bible, if you think the Bible is true and if you think God is true, it's interesting that in the Bible it tells us, Jenny, that people lived to be almost 1,000 years old when you look at Methuselah, if you're taking that as true. Mm-hmm. And then after the flood, people lived a lot less. And if we know, like, if you think that the flood happened, which I do believe it did, we know that all the vegetation was actually destroyed in the flood, and that's, you know, it sort of was churned up into the ground, and that's where we get all the oil and all the different resources from. So there wasn't really any vegetation, so God said they could eat meat. He allowed them to, but we look at the decline in the age. Mm. So it's very interesting to me that God actually created the plant-based diet. How important is God in your life and in how you see the health message from the Seventh-day Adventist Church? Is it separate? Is it connected in any way?
I believe God looks at us as whole beings. He's created us as whole beings. He created us to be in a relationship with Him, and He wants us to experience life to the full and to live well. And He has given us the means and the knowledge by which to do that. And so when we live well with God, not only physically, it also impacts us spiritually as well.
And Ellen White wrote a fantastic book. It was called The Ministry of Healing. She also wrote another one which was called Counsels on
Diet and Food.
Diet and Food. Mm-hmm. And she wrote those over 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they really are inspired books because they tell us things that now we know are true. Mm-hmm. In terms of your life, what is it that you particularly would like people to know about the health message and God?
The health message is there for our benefit. It's there for us to share and help others to feel better, because there are so many people that are suffering today. And for my work and the work that I do, I see the opportunity to lift people up. And how do I do that? Through initially lifting them physically, and then where opportunity arises, helping them to grow in a spiritual way as well. Often people neglect their spiritual sides.
Yes, so. And because we know that with Daniel in the Bible, he'd been taken from Babylon, from Jerusalem to Babylon as a captive. They wanted him to be part of their education there. They were educating him, and they wanted him and his friends, the young Jewish, what we'd call aristocrats, to be part of the education and their well-being, to be fed well from the king's table. But he said no. Why did he say no?
Because he knew that it wasn't the best diet for him. He knew it wasn't the diet that God recommended that he have, and he needed to have a diet that would give him clarity of thought, clearness of mind, particularly in the situation he was in.
Mm-hmm. And so he said, I don't want to have it. And the captain of the guard said, oh, you have to, otherwise it'll be my head if you get skinny and weak and sick. And Daniel said what? He said, give me 10 days. Mm-hmm. And then he was found to be stronger and wiser and healthier. Mm. And that is so interesting to me, because that's what God intended. And our frontal lobe is our seat of reason in our brain, where we have reason and logic. So none of us nowadays would go and drink lots of alcohol and then drive our children down the street. We know that it impairs us. If we are eating plant-based food, our minds are clearer, and then we can hear the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's important for us to take away those things that block.
It is very important.
The spiritual implications that can happen that we can receive as impressions from God.
Correct. And if you think about when Jesus was in the Bible, we hear that Jesus was in the wilderness after his baptism, and then the devil came to him when he was fasting and praying, and he was at his weakest, and the devil tried to tempt him, but he couldn't, because Jesus quoted scripture. And it's interesting, he tried to tempt him about appetite, didn't he?
He said,
if you really are God, you turn those stones into bread. And Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And do you think maybe as we, you know, as time, we come to the end of time, that drawing nearer to the when Jesus is coming, do you think Satan will, perhaps he's using diet and foods to tempt us to indulge our appetite, and that we will not be able to, you know, we will be sort of have an inability to think clearly, and that will actually make things more difficult to overcome and perhaps make good choices?
Yes, absolutely. There have been studies done in many places now in universities around the world. They particularly look at prison populations because that's a very controlled environment, but they have seen the impact of diet on behaviour and choices that are made in those settings.
It's so very sobering to us.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm. Yes, and friends, stay with us. We will just have a short break and then we'll be right back.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Welcome back, friends. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, Big Q&A with Emily and Naomi. And we have been joined by Andrew and Jenny Wigglesworth from City of Our Health Retreat. And they have been sharing with us just how amazing and inspiring it is to be part of that ministry, but also to experience health, true health, natural health, and, you know, especially a plant-based diet in your own life.
Yes, it's been absolutely wonderful. We just want to thank you both, Andrew and Jenny, for joining us today. And if you want to know more, listeners, you can go to the website cedarvaleretreat.com.au, and that's cedarvaleretreat.com.au, and Cedar Vale is spelt CedarVale. So cedarvaleretreat.com.au. I'm sure they'd love to see you there. So we're just drawing to a close on having our lovely time with you. We just want to ask you two more questions. And the first one I want to ask is, because of the health message that we have been given in the Bible and through the spiritual writings of Ellen White, what is your picture of God?
That he is a loving and caring person. He's like a parent who is nurturing a child and wants the very best for them.
Wow, that's absolutely beautiful. And can I come to you, Andrew, and ask just about we're coming into the beautiful Sabbath hours on Friday night here in Adelaide and all around Australia. When you look at the health message and God's plan for us, how does the Sabbath link in with health for you?
So, yeah, the Sabbath is certainly a day of rest, of coming away from the usual activities that you would normally face on a regular weekday, whether it's work things or other aspects. As part of lifestyle medicine, it's been very clearly identified that rest is a key element of overall health and well-being. So the Sabbath is an opportunity for that rest that we all need.
Isn't that amazing that God wrote that? He wrote it. It's the only thing he wrote in stone with his finger, which was the Ten Commandments. And one of those, the fourth, says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, which is when we can rest. How beautiful that he knew we would be living in such a stressful time that we need 24 hours to turn off our devices, turn off from the world, turn off from our cares and rest in him. Well, we just want to thank you both so much. It's been such a privilege to have you here.
Yes,
we hope that we get to speak to you again. And we would love to come to Cedar Vale. And we know that Emily's family helps run the Shalem Health Retreat in Perth, and it'd be lovely if you guys got to go over there too.
We
could do a little swap. It'd be lovely.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. God bless. And now, friends, please don't go away. Stay with us and hear this beautiful music by Chris Rice, It Is Well With My Soul.
Like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you have taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul.
And that was It Is Well With My Soul by Chris Rice. That's just, there's such a powerful message in that song. And friends, we just want to welcome you back. You've just, and if you've just joined us, of course, you're listening to Faith FM Drive Time Big Q&A with Emily and Naomi. And it's just been a really wonderful time. We had Andrew and Jenny Wigglesworth joining us, and they are from Seed of Our Health Retreat. And so they were sharing their experiences there and just about health in general, and especially about good nutrition and how, you know, the plant-based diet is such, it's really important, especially for brain health, and especially getting the whole foods, the complex carbohydrates, you know, just like, you know, your fruits and your veggies and, you know, oats and grains, different grains like this. And so it was really, really, really good, wasn't it, Naomi?
Oh, it was really wonderful. What a blessing. And it's so great. I'm so glad you could all join us. We particularly want to do a shout out to our listeners who've been texting in and who are listening. We want to just say hi to all of you. Thank you for those that have texted in and have got the book. We particularly also want to thank Zia and Sue, Bev, Andrew, Frank and Angelina and Hannah, and also all the people that are listening all around Australia who perhaps you haven't texted in, but just for listening, it's really lovely. And Esther and Nicole and Steve. And I particularly want to lift up Steve if I could, because he's getting baptized tomorrow.
Wow.
And those of you who had joined us over the past few months, we had a great story of him wanting to keep the Sabbath, and because he was a new Christian, a new Seventh Adventist, and he decided he wanted to let his boss know, and they let him do it for 9 months. He works on the mines, but then after that, they actually let him go.
Wow.
Powerful. And now he's gotten another job in a great job that he's loving, where he's teaching young people welding, and he's really enjoying that, and he's getting baptized tomorrow. So big shout out to Steve. You know, God is bountifully blessing you, we know, and he's going to bless you even more by you committing your life in this way as a baptism to show your publicly that you love Jesus Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, friends, for all those that are listening, we have a free giveaway for you. And this book is all about health. This week and this program, we've been talking about holistic health. And so this book, it's a little book by Steve Warburg, and it's called Fabulous Health Made Simple. And Steve Warburg shares his journey in this book of how he had some health issues. One of those was high blood pressure. And after a while, he decided to take some prescribed medications, but, you know, he had enough of that after a while, and he wanted to recover, but he wanted to recover naturally. So he shares his whole experience and shares, you know, how you can experience this too. And he talks about the 8 natural laws of health as well that we were just mentioning before, which is New Start, which is nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And so, friends, if you would like this book, you need to text the number 0488880811. And so that number again was 0488880811, and text the code to that number SA413. So SA413, no spaces or anything, and you will receive that book very, very soon. And so, yeah, it's just been really, really wonderful program tonight. And isn't it amazing that God, he cares about every aspect of our lives.
He does. And you know, when you go to the Bible, as we were saying, that God, you know, who wrote the plant-based diet was God. And you can find that in Genesis chapter 1, 29. But you can also, as we're talking about Daniel 1:8, it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's food, which included lots of things that would not be good for him, as well as alcohol. And he didn't want that. He wanted to just have fruits, grains, nuts, and pulses. It talks about that. It tells us in Daniel 1:12, prove thy servants and let them give us pulses to eat and water to drink. And pulses is plant-based foods. It's grains, legumes, and vegetables. So it's right there.
It's really amazing because Daniel was there. He was in a foreign land, and this land they did not stand for the true God that he, you know, believed in. And so he knew that it was so important to have a healthy body and a clear mind. And that's why he, you know, he was so firm on that.
Mm.
And he grew up with that too.
He did. And it talks about that his appearance, his countenance had improved. So this isn't some mystical thing. It's actually biblical, but it's real health. And we heard that when Jenny Wigglesworth and Andrew were talking about the studies that have been done, that the community Loma Linda in America, which is a Seventh Day Adventist who actually follow the plant-based diet, there was little to none Alzheimer's, whereas across the way, the other test case they did was just full of lots of degenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's. Mm. But the other thing that's interesting to me, Emily, is that in Daniel 1:17, it also says God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, because within the 10 days that they went through this plan, they were actually 10 times wiser than the other
Wow, is that interesting?
The other students or young people. So we can see that there's mental and decision-making results as well as a healthy mind and a body, so that we can hear God's voice. The Holy Spirit speaks to us through the frontal lobe of the brain, and then we're able to, you know, by our diet, God blesses, we have clearer thinking and better decisions.
Amazing. That's really, really incredible. And also reminds me of Jesus when he was on this earth, that, you know, he addressed many, many issues, and one of those things was diseases. Mm. And we know we are in a sinful world, so some things we can't control that, you know, come to us, but God is a forgiving God that he wants to help us in the future. And so, you know, there were so many people there that had diseases, and it says that he healed all kinds of things. Jesus healed them, and then he taught them.
Mm.
He taught them, you know, and he brought them to God and to know himself.
Mm.
You know, he was, you know, revealing who God was. And so it's really, really amazing.
That's so true. And it's incredible to me that Jesus first healed and then he taught. And when we run the Maker Heals, that's what we do. People are healed and then they can listen and they understand. And if we look at in Daniel 1 verse 20, it says, in all matters of wisdom and understanding, he was found them to be 10 times better. So it's not just about health. It's about mental superiority, being sharper and more discerning. And who doesn't want that? I mean, that's amazing that the Eden diet is a plant-based diet. It's designed for our life, our clarity, but also with our harmony with God. And, you know, it tells us in the Bible, that whatever we eat or drink, do all to the glory of God.
Mm.
And I think that's so important for us to know that God doesn't want us to have diseases. Mm. And he's given us this. It's not salvational though, is it, Emily?
Well, no, but I do believe that if God is showing us clearly that something is right, that we should follow it. I mean, there's so many people that don't actually know.
That's right.
And of course, God's not going to put that on them.
No.
But if we know, then it is important to follow the convictions that God has given to us.
It is. And I think it's really important for us to know that if we have a poor diet, we will have poor decisions. We just look at young people, especially in the school. You know, I know as a teacher, we could tell the children who hadn't had breakfast, who hadn't had a healthy diet, and those that had lots of sugary drinks because they were bouncing off the walls. And interestingly, it's sugar that cancer loves in the body, and sugar is one of the main destroyers of the brain as well. And so, you know, if you look at Jesus when he was tempted, it was about, you know, the devil tried to get him on diet. And I think that's true with what is happening now. We are having so many distractions, and I think diet is one of them. Of what we put into our bodies is really important. It's a time to be, as you say, to be obedient and spiritually discerning. We know that, as I said in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore whatever you eat or drink, do all to the glory of God.
Wow, amazing. That's powerful. And so, friends, we're coming to the close of our Eden to Eternity show tonight. And we just want to leave some closing words with you and also pray, because I know there's so much that we have talked about tonight that it can be, you know, quite confronting and challenging to think about trying to implement these things. So, Naomi, what can you share with our listeners before we go?
I would say pray about it.
Mm.
Pray. And just as Jenny pointed out and Andrew, just start with one thing. Maybe it is just exercise. Maybe it is swapping out a meal. And also just contacting, you know, you can contact Cedar Vale. You can contact Shalem Health Retreat. You can contact us here at Faith FM. We can send you recipes. And it really is about swapping it out. And take it slowly so that you don't get overwhelmed by it. And perhaps, you know, if you are in contact with Seventh-day Adventist Church, who perhaps run, we do here in South Australia, we run healthy cooking classes where we Emily demonstrates all of the food, and then we have a beautiful banquet, and that's usually once a month. So, yeah, if you want to contact Faith FM or the Adelaide Seventh-day Adventist City Church.
Mm, amazing. And so, yeah, let's pray. Let's pray now. Let's pray for our listeners. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your care for us and that you have given so much, including health and health principles. And we just want to pray for all those that are listening, that you'll guide them, that you'll give them peace and give them strength and give them healing. We thank you that you are the healer of diseases. And so we pray that you'll strengthen them and bring people into their life that can come alongside them and help them on this journey. And we just want to thank you so much for the Sabbath, that we will continue to grow nearer and nearer to you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, friends. From creation to restoration, this is Eden to eternity. Until next time, rest in the promise in Matthew 11:28. Come unto me and I will give you rest.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.